I also have other couple girlfriends that I shouldn't have been dating. I think everybody can relate on that level. This is trouble.
I heard a loud voice on the freeway once, but it was actually the guy driving next to me. He woke me up while I was asleep at the wheel. But I just want to share a bit of my experience, because for me, it's not a voice. For me, it's a seeing and a visual happening that sometimes is seen and happens as a voice. Mine's much more very visual and a seeing. But the thing that I want to share the most is, and maybe this is what has been touched upon, the amazing part is we all have these incredible experiences. But what I find the most amazing is how subtle it is and how always right there it is. Like, I guess maybe due to spirituality or spiritual circles or whatever, there's almost, in the mind, there's almost a wanting to grandize it. Like there's this, you know, God's will and this grandizing of, you know, you, like, we all have these grand stories, and one of the most beautiful ones is the Peace Pilgrim story, how she walks through the meadow and there's a moon and then she just knew. And so there's this kind of grandizing, but for me, there's a subtlety to it, and it's right there. And I never laugh more as when I miss it. And then I realize, you know, after stumbling a couple of steps, like how it was like, wait, this was revealed to you like a week ago or a few hours ago, or here it was. It was like, here it is. Here it is. It's like, there's almost a grandizing, waiting for this God's will and to connect. And it's like, you just connected, and now you're looking for something bigger. And this subtlety that guides, that is so infallibly, that is, to me, that was, it's the real amazing part, is how it's always right there. And how many times, not only is it right there, and I've seen it, but I've tricked myself into missing it. So that subtle part of, for me, it's very visual, so it's easy sometimes to miss. I always make myself laugh when I come back to it and go, oh yeah, there it was. So.
Who else?
You know, it's possible that these voices or these urges, especially the ones that are alarming, maybe they're not, maybe there's some kind of divine interruption in sort of a time-space thing, that since in God or divinity there's no time, right? But we're living through time. But on a spiritual side, we're probably not living through time, so that everything just happens, is just happening simultaneously. So take one of these big events where you're going to have a car accident or you're never going to see your father again. They didn't really happen in time. They all happened at once, and then so somehow there's some little blip, whether it's divine or not, that says, you know, you may never see your father again. It's one of those little blips in the system where for some reason it went out of sequence because it was so powerful or something in your own physical life. So it comes out as a voice to some people.
Well, that's a good point. And that's kind of what I'm saying, is that there's really, as far as I can see, two possibilities. That's one of them. There's broad, that goes under another broad category. So there's the broad category of everything that isn't a divine, for want of a better way to say it, let's call it, that isn't a divine message, that isn't your connection with